In this episode, I want to talk about four phases of building a brand, because, you know, branding to me is very important. As a content marketing, personal branding consultant, branding is vital to how I earn a living. And it's also something I'm super passionate about and want to share with. And I feel like branding is often misunderstood. And in these phases, these four phases I follow with my clients and I follow with myself as well, when we're trying to launch a brand, I find that that a lot of people might do maybe phase two, or they might do phase three, or they might even do phase four, but they're not doing all of them together. And all of them together is the thing that's going to separate them. All of them together is the thing that's going to make you a successful personal brand online and build income from that personal brand by, you know, selling courses, coaching, whatever it is you want to do. That is what we're going to talk about. So let's dive into the very first phase. And first phase is the brand roadmap. So the brand roadmap is the very first thing you need to be looking at, and it is broken into a number of areas. So the areas for a brand roadmap is that you need to evaluate your current position, your brand design, and your touch points. So it's looking at exactly where you currently are right now. That's what a brand roadmap is about. You've got to think, where am I right now? You're evaluating it. You want to do your competition research. So look at who is, you know, out in that space. Is there anybody in that space? Because a lot of the time, if there's no one in that space, it could signify, one, that you're an early adopter, really exciting, or two, there's no business there, so don't bother, which has happened to me on both of those occasions. Both those outcomes have happened in different businesses over the years for me. So that is important as well. So researching your competition. And I'll do some episodes on how I do a lot of these. I think I'll break them down as to how I evaluate, how I research, how I review. The other thing you want to do is review your recent campaigns. So if you've ran any recent marketing campaigns, branding campaigns, sales, ads, things like that, review. You know, get deep and understand what it is that you've done, why you've done it, what's worked, what hasn't worked. And then a great thing I like is provide a tactical checklist of the work that needs to be done. So this effectively is building out what we need to do. I have this for a lot of what I do. I have checklists for everything, because you won't remember. So when you do this audit on your brand and you look at everything you need to do on this and build this roadmap, having a list of everything you want to work on and what you need to get rid of, what you need to clean up, very important. So that is the first step. That is the brand roadmap. The second phase is brand positioning. So brand positioning, again, phase two with brand positioning, and this is the following stuff. So brand positioning is looking at researching your ideal customers, is looking at determining your uniqueness and crafting brand messaging, story, and identity. So let's unpack that a little bit. Research your ideal customers. This is very important to know. You need to know who you're speaking to. If you don't know who you're speaking to, your ideal target audience, your target client, then it can all come very, very mucky. For example, with me, I know with my consulting business, I reach financial services people. That's who I'm focusing on. But like on this, I'm focusing on business owners. I'm trying to help everybody. And I'm also just trying to share my knowledge. But it's knowing that ideal customer, and you know who you're going to reach. Very, very important. Determining your uniqueness. So your uniqueness is an interesting one. This is the one that is about separating what separates you from other people. Now, your uniqueness is the thing that's going to drive the memorability of you. So I talk about this often when we talk about like the three pillars of branding for me, which is clarity, consistency, and creativity. And the creativity is this uniqueness. Your clarity is this research and your messaging. They are the clarity, but your creativity is this uniqueness. And you have to think about what this uniqueness is going to be. You will know it. There is something about you that will be different. For me, it was output, work ethic. That is something that is unique to me. I'm a hard worker. I'm an all-in kind of guy. I don't hold back. I either do something or I don't do it at all. And so that was my unique factor, and it brought that to it. And by bringing that type of energy to what I do means that people remember that about me. They like that about me. It's why they want to work with me. It's also why a lot of people don't like me, by the way, so it's fine. And then crafting your brand messaging, your story, your identity. This is that positioning point. Positioning is so important, because often if your positioning is wrong in your branding, then things are going to get very messy very quick. Positioning for me, I would say, is up there as some of the, all of this stuff is so vital, but it's some of the most important things that people get wrong a lot of the time. So that is phase two, which is brand positioning. And you can screenshot these, by the way, if you're listening to this on the podcast, come over to the YouTube channel, find this one, the four phases of brand build, of building a brand, and then you just screenshot these, because I have them on the screen. The next phase is brand design. Brand design is the one that I find this is the one that is often confused with many other people when they just think of branding and building a brand. They think brand design. And the reason why is that it's all of this stuff that we know about. It's the logos, the colors, the fonts, the look. It's all of that. Brand visual guidelines. All of these things are the things we think of when we think brand, but that's brand design. And that's why if you ever look at someone, some amazing stuff, if you look at that, like people like The Future, which is Chris Doe, like they are like brand design experts, because they specialize in brand design. Whereas you might meet a consultant, for example, with me, I'm actually a brand positioning expert. That's where I sit. I'm an expert in brand positioning. And this is often something that people get confused. That's actually what I am, is a brand positioning expert within financial services. And also a brand activation expert. So I'm like in the two, which is the fourth phase. But we all have our thing. Now, brand design is the one that we all think of, we know, we like. So these are your logos, as I said, colors, fonts, overall brand look across platforms. So making sure that your platforms have consistent visual elements to them. And developing visual guidelines is crucial for branding, because the visual guidelines are things like making sure that everything looks consistent. We have these guidelines, they're barriers, like in a bowling ring, in a bowling alley, I think it's called, where you're going to then be able to know exactly what you can and cannot do. Visual guidelines are important. This is the fun stuff. It's also the stuff that can get quite expensive, because it's the stuff that often business owners don't know how to do themselves. And so that's the bit that gets very expensive, because it's deliverables. And that is phase three. Now, phase four is brand activation. So I'm a positioning and activation expert. This is my wheelhouse. I love this stuff, because this is where we make money. Okay. Money is made when we are, you know, this is where money is made when we're actually activating stuff. All of that other stuff, by the way, doesn't generate income, but is needed in order to get to phase four to generate income. So that is very important to distinguish. Now, brand activation is the following things. So this is, you need to, about developing brand experience. So this is things like social proof. It's going out there and developing a social proof of your brand, a walk the walk, some form of life that people know. Creating brand touch points. So touch points is more and more times people can see you, you know, so more and more visual, audio touch points. So social media, out and about, local shop, everything. So it's being activated, it's being seen. And the more brand touch points you have, the more you're going to win. Prototype, test, and iterate message and design. So this is like your refine. I love this one. It's the refine phase. So this is where you're going to look and change and add things and build things. And it was one thing, now it's another. And you change depending on the market that you have, the audience that you're speaking to. All of these things will shift. Very, very useful. Develop brand website. As you've noticed with this website, what's quite funny is that your website isn't in the brand, in brand design. It can be, but a website is really something that's an afterthought a lot of the time, and it should be an afterthought. Many people will get their website thinking that they need their website to launch their brand. They don't. But building that brand out, the activation then moves into building a website that actually reflects all that other stuff. The websites are so easy to build once you have that brand design and your visual guidelines and you've got social proof. Otherwise, people develop a website and have nothing to share on it and then wonder why no one's interested. you need to start going out and developing and activating your brand in order for them to have the information and the assets to then put on the website. See the difference? Very different. Merge a brand and business strategy. So this is where this is an interesting thing. So this is one where I myself found a lot of imposter syndrome in this, is that your brand and your business will over time become one, and it ends up being more like sales, social selling, and how it grows. So your branding originally, your marketing strategy will be very different to your business strategy, because that's your goal. But as they grow and your brand grows together, they're like a tree and they intertwine, you know. And what starts to happen is that you can't pull the two apart, which is why with a lot of my long-term clients, we end up being more like business coaches, but we're like modern digital marketing branding coach, but it becomes more business focused and sales focused and closing focused and business goal focused as time goes on, because the two become very hard to separate. Very interesting and not looked at enough. And then you want to then implement as well brand throughout your entire company. So if you're somebody who has worked on your personal brand and you have employees and stuff like that, you then move this over and start to implement this into your business itself. And those are the four phases of brand design and building a brand in general, not brand design. Now, my takeaway from this and for this episode is that you really need to go through these. And as I said earlier, the fourth one is the one that's going to make the money. The fourth one is the one that income is driven through. But the fourth one only works if you have all of those in place. If they're not all in place, the fourth one just falls flat on its face. And so you need to have all of these pillars in order to be successful with your branding. But please do not think that you can just skip them. That's my episode takeaway. For me, the reason why my brand has done well and my business has done well is because I focused on each one of those phases. Every client that focuses as well on each one of those phases, and every friend I know that's gone through it in this way, has done well. It's a roadmap to a successful brand with the refining and iterating until something hits. But if you skip a phase or you lose a phase, often that's where you'll know where you went wrong. And every time I've had a mistake in my business, I've gone back and gone, what did I miss? And it's very clear I've missed a certain thing. So that is my episode takeaway for this. If you enjoyed it, be sure to subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one.